October 6, loyal to the family name. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, Galatians 3:27. Those who take the name of Christian pledge themselves to be true to God. They are bound up with Him and the heavenly angels in family relation. Their actions in every respect are to be such as become saints. All that is unbecoming is to be discarded. They are to live a new and holy life. Like a brave soldier, you are to obey your captain's orders, even if in so doing you sacrifice your life. Mind and body are now to be treated with the greatest respect, for they are Christ's. Day by day they are to be improved, that to the earnest gaze of the heavenly angels they may reveal that Christ has not died for you in vain. When you took the name of Christian, you promised in this life to prepare for the higher life in the kingdom of God. To be a Christian means to be Christ-like. Not a satanic feature is to remain on mind or body, which are to reveal comeliness, purity, integrity, and dignity. Take the Christ life as your pattern. Keep eternity before your view. Then you will in some degree approach Christ's appreciation of the heritage which cost Him so much. Let those who work for Christ keep their principles pure. Let the life be untainted by any polluting practice. All heaven is interested in the restoration of the moral image of God in man. All heaven is working to this end. God and the holy angels have an intense desire that human beings shall reach the standard of perfection which Christ died to make it possible for them to reach. It is His desire that we shall be one with Christ, complete in Christ, that we shall be heirs of heaven. But we are left free to choose. God calls upon us to make our choice on the right side, to connect with heavenly agencies, to adopt principles which have a reviving, restoring influence which will restore in us the moral image lost through disobedience. As by faith we adopt the principles which characterize the life of Christ, they are in the soul as a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. The soul overflows with the riches of the grace of Christ, and this overflow refreshes other souls.